My people would say, "Ah, Kim Fini Joye Awodi, Ti Amali Gradiye." That means you don't bear a name the expectation of which you cannot meet. Ladies and gentlemen, you welcome back to the Nigerian Story Podcast, and this is episode 43. On this show, we have some very important guests in our midst, and we will be discussing about the educational sector. Please join me on this show as we will be right back. Please keep it locked on this star. With one voice, we're a nation undivided. Ladies and gentlemen, you welcome back to the Nigerian Story Podcast. My name still remains the same. I am Ayodeji. My friends call me H to the Y to the O to the D to the E to the J to the I, Ayodeji Adegbala. And my new name is, guess, the political doctor. Wow, Oluwatosin, you welcome on the show, please.
Okay, so here is Adeola Oluwatosin, also called Igbagboyemi. And remember last week, it was newly called Lady IG.
Sorry, oh, Lady Instagram.
So today on the show, we are not the only ones here around.
Yes, we have some very beautiful
and handsome
guys on the show.
Yes.
All right, so today we are just going to discuss on the situation of our educational sector.
Remember that after the COVID-19 break and the ASU strike, and now school has resumed, classes are not the same as usual. The new trend is virtual classes, Google Meet, Zoom, and all those things. So here we have two guests here that will share their experience with you concerning their virtual class. How have they been coping? How do they like it? And, you know, what are you?
So they are actually here to share with us their interesting experience. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us as we bring to the show a very pretty damsel. You know, they say ladies first. Yes. I should have called the guy first. Mm-hmm. She is by name Joy Aworika.
J to the hope to the Y.
You're welcome on the show. So Joy, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, we are glad you are here on the show today.
Thank you very much.
So share with us, our listeners are waiting to listen to your personal experience when it comes to this online lecture. And please tell us, you are from which university? Is it in Nigeria, or is it in Cotonou, or Burkina Faso, or Benin Republic? Which?
I can't
Okay, I'm from University of Ibadan.
All right, so you are a UIT.
Yes.
Tell us, tell us about your experience so far.
It hasn't been nice at all.
Wow.
Okay, first they came up and then told us that we'll be having Zoom classes, or sometimes we'll use Google Classroom, Zoom classes, or Telegram. But to be sincere with you, I haven't been finding that those classes funny at all.
Wow. Is it because of the money, or what's really going on?
Okay, first is data issue. We have to be buying data every now and then. And then for the Google Classroom, it's not like having a physical class where you have your though people ask questions, but it's not everybody that are able to follow up. Like when the lecturer is talking, some of us are lost. Some people will even start dozing because they are just in their room, the comfort of their homes, receiving lecture.
Okay.
So how do you expect students to learn? Sometimes the lecturer will be so fast when he or she is dictating the note, and you will not be able to say, lecturer, please wait, or I want you to please repeat. It has been very, very challenging for me. Now what I do is, after classes, I ask my friends to snap their notes, and most of their notes are not comprehensive enough. It's not like the physical class where you have to go and meet your lecturer for the lecturer to explain, or you have to meet your coursemate to explain. Most of them are not in Ibadan because we're not given accommodation. So most of them either rented houses outside or they are in their father's house.
Wow, thank you very much. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. So I would like to ask, what do you think can actually be the solution to... Do you think there's a solution to this whole thing?
the only solution I see here is that they should call all students back. Let's resume our physical classes, because this virtual stuff is not helping. It's making everybody discouraged. If I go out there and I meet a UI and I ask him, how are you coping? They'll be like, I don't cope. Like, their response is not helping anybody. Like, you'll feel discouraged. I'm actually afraid of how the examination will be. Wow. I try my best to read, but I'm actually scared of the exam.
You know what I would say? Egungun, be careful. Okay, all right. Thank you for joining us on the show today. We are grateful. Thank you.
So from what Joy said, what really got me there is the examination questions. Are they going to be, are they going to be virtual? Let's even start from the examination. Are they going to be virtual? And how are the examinations going to be? Like, really? How? Well, we go to our second guest here. I have Omolano Omodare, who is also be sharing his experience. So, Omolano, if I may ask, how, in just a word or two, how has been your virtual class? What, just one word, how will you qualify it?
Although it's not very good, as in sometimes when you're about to log into your Zoom to receive lectures, the Zoom will just zoom you off.
Like Zoom, okay? And okay, apart from the Zoom just zooming you off, what are the other challenges that you go through and that some of them might have been insurmountable that you undergo?
Miss Joy said it already, data consumption. We have problem with data and some other things like network.
So okay, it seems from all that I have heard from our two guests today that they have not really been finding virtual class funny, and even as much as it is the new normal and as much as it has its own advantages, you can be wherever you are and still go to class, but to the students, the disadvantages outweighs the advantages. Why? One, the data cost is there. Two, the strength of a service or connection around. Sometimes the connection, the data connection or the service might be bad. And another thing is the capacity of the apps being used. Sometimes the Zoom does not have capacity to take, normally some classes, in physical classes, you have classes of 3,000 students and plus. So how do you accommodate the number of students in a Zoom class? And sometimes another one that they didn't mention is this issue of the Zoom timing out. When you have the free trial and then after that you have to pay. Some of all this issue. And sometimes trying to connect, trying to share, trying to, it just has a lot of different issues around. I know if we ask other students, they will have 1,001 things to say about it. But what I would just say to cap it all is that in as much as we see the disadvantages, we should try to magnify the advantages to our own to good use, so that at the end we don't have any excuse. At the end, you still write your tests, you still write your exams, and you still have to proceed in the course of your study. So you just have to put the advantages to good use. And in as much as it is not convenient or it is not easy, I dare to say that we should just try and make the best use of what we have, putting it in mind that now the virtual class is the new normal.
All right, thank you all for listening. That will be all for today's show. Special regards to our special guests, Miss Joy and Mr. Damilari. All right, listen to previous episode on anchor.fm/ the Nigeria Story Podcast, and also join me on Tuesday next week on True Talk on Alore Radio. You can search that or get that on Facebook by 2:30 p.m. Send your comments to me on 081-338-71480. Join us next week on another interesting episode of the Nigerian Story Podcast. please stay safe. And together we are saying that we love you. Bye.